I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been 2 days since Pakistan's ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan was arrested, and protests flooded the streets. FMI's Nehemiah says this is an unprecedented moment.
Most importantly, which is more important than even Mr. Khan's arrest, we have never ever seen that Pakistani people go face to face with military. That is very, very first time. We have never seen something like this in 70 years of Pakistan's history.
Pakistani Christians are heartbroken for their Muslim neighbors who feel let down by police and politics and have no hope. Pray for gospel opportunities in Pakistan and
pray for Pakistan at large, not only Christians in Pakistan, but for peace in Pakistan and stability in Pakistan.
And finally, Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says there's a purpose behind today's global chaos.
We are living in very important, very urgent times. It is a wake-up call to God's people to say, if it isn't going to matter in heaven, it isn't going to matter now.
This call to action comes with some instructions.
You say, Lord, I want to make the greatest possible difference with the rest of my life. Based on that prayer, I come to you with a blank piece of paper. I am willing to step out of the status quo, the known and the safe. Would you show me what you want me to do in this world?
RHM resources can help you take the next step. Connect with us online to learn more and take some time to pray over Ephesians 2:10.
You're uniquely wired. Anything he asks you and he calls you to do is literally what you were created to do.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.